Food and Drug Administration has approved a new test to help women know if they are entering menopause. The blood test could help women look at options for preventive care as they prepare for the next chapter of their lives. More on the test, we turn live to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with Dr. Molly Quinn, an assistant clinical professor in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at UCLA's David Geffen School of Medicine. Thanks for talking to us. How does this test work and what can it tell you?
Hi. Well, the PICO AMH assay is designed to assess ovarian reserve. What it can really tell you in more broad strokes is how close you are to menopause and over the reproductive lifespan. It can give you that sense within the range of, you know, years, not months or days, as patients might hope to know.
Okay, so that means you could take it how young?
So any patient could have this test done. I think it's generally now being approved by the FDA to assess patients that are in that menopause transition. And again, I didn't quite explain, the AMH level is a protein that's secreted by the cells in the ovary that surround eggs. So it might give you a sense for how active those cells are, what the reserve is. So any patient could have this level drawn, but it would be particularly useful now with the FDA's label and patients who may be closer to the menopause transition. The average age of menopause in the U.S. is 51 years.
Okay. So women close to menopause could do it, but what about, 20 years early? Will that tell you anything?
Yeah, so there's a whole lot of variability, and so any individual woman might have a very different ovarian reserve profile, and so if somebody has it done in their 20s, there's a whole range of normal for a woman at the age of 25, and it's not going to give you much data other than knowing the woman's age and perhaps her mother's age of menopause would do in terms of timeline for menopause, so not particularly helpful the more remote you are.
Okay, so this isn't necessarily useful for women who might be trying to figure out what their clock is, how long they have to get pregnant.
No, and I think the FDA makes an explicit point about that this shouldn't be used with respect to understanding fertility status. Really designed in this particular setting, this PICO AMH, as levels are expected to decline around the time of the final menstrual period.
All right, so why is it important to know that when you're getting close to menopause? Why is it important to be able to nail it down?
Well, I do think that the conversation changes between a patient and her provider as she gets closer to menopause, maybe experiencing kind of those menopausal symptoms. Those can start before menopause. And, of course, menopause is a diagnosis that's made in retrospect. You have to go 12 years without a menstrual period. And so women may be planning with respect to treatment of symptoms, trying to decide if treatment is something that they wanted to engage in. And also, I think women's risk profiles from a cardiovascular standpoint change dramatically around the time of menopause. And women who are postmenopausal have elevated cardiovascular risk, osteoporosis. So their medical concerns become different in menopause. But the exact time point, really pinning it down, not crucial.
Okay, we've got to run, but I just have to clarify something really quickly. Did you say you have to go 12 years without a period before it's
12 months?
A month, 12 months. Okay. That was scary. All right. Thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Dr. Molly Quinn with UCLA.